It is August the 5th, 2024. I just have one thing to say to you. I want to talk to you about the God who saves you. And it's coming from Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, which says, don't worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need. Always give thanks for what you have. And because you belong to Jesus Christ, God's peace will stand guard over all of your thoughts and your mind and your feelings. His peace can do this much further than your whole mind. Brothers and sisters, everyone, continue to think about what is good, what is worthy of praise. Think about what is true and honorable and right and pure and beautiful and respected. And do what you learned and received from me, what you're listening to today. What I'm telling you, I told you and want you to see what God is wanting to do for you. And God will give you the peace. And I want you to continue to be optimistic today. Look from that lens in everything you do today. Look from an optimistic lens today. And as you move forward, I want you to remember that this is one of my favorite scriptures when I think about when I'm going through hard times. Pray to God to help you to get to this place of optimistic peace. Stop focusing on what you don't have and stressing yourself out. And just realize that you are blessed. Even if you don't have a lot, things are not working, but you're working it. But it's not working, but you're working it. Remember, you're working it. Keep working it. Keep working it. Keep graduating. Keep studying. Keep being optimistic in your thoughts and seeing the other side of the finish line once you have accomplished what you want to accomplish. And this means that good and bad things happen to all of us. And that people should keep living and not stressing over things that you cannot control. Your lives are not defined by how we ultimately, let me say it this way. Ultimately, your lives are defined by how you respond to situations. And that we should choose to use strength instead of despair. So tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace today, which exceeds everything that you can even possibly understand. And his peace will guard your heart. His peace will guard your mind as you live in Christ Jesus. So being optimistic, you have to live in Jesus Christ. And one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix your thoughts on what is honorable. Fix your thoughts on what is right and pure and lovely and admirable. And think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all that you have learned right now. And God will see you through. He has heard you. And he will see you through. And to God be the glory. Ogun Nafan Oluwa Amadi Lavari. May the God of peace be with you. And remember Psalm 68. Our God is a God who saves. He is the Lord, our Lord, who rescues you from death. Praise be to the Lord. To God, our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves from the sovereign Lord. He comes to escape you from the death. And that's the good news for the day. Just remember that. It is in the turbulent days, it is God who saves you. And I hope this is not a turbulent day, but if it is, just praise the Lord, because keep your eyes on the prize and what God is doing in your life. He's teaching you. He is always growing you. He is always blossoming you. He's always rising you up from the ashes. He loves you. And keep that in your head, regardless of what you see, regardless of what you feel. Turn that boat inside of you. Turn your energy inside of you to great things in the Lord. Until next time, this is the words for the day.